From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is imploring voters to reject terms of another European bailout with pride. The referendum is Sunday, and Tsipras says a no vote will strengthen Athens' negotiating position. But Europe warns it could mean Greece will exit the eurozone. While the Greek crisis has most European leaders worried, Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid that Spain's leaders are using it to earn political capital.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is touting his country's economic recovery in stark contrast to Greece. He says the austerity he enforced here paid off and that the Spanish economy will expand by 3.3% this year, twice as fast as the eurozone average. It's going so well that I will now move up income tax cuts that were scheduled for next year, Rajoy said. All this is fueling speculation he could call early elections. An anti-austerity party, Podemos, has surged in the polls here. But Rajoy is warning voters not to take a chance on leftists. He says, just look what happened in Greece. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
A show of unity today in Kuwait as Sunni and Shiite Muslims came together for Friday prayers a week after a suicide bomber killed 27 people at a Shiite mosque. The self-declared Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, which, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports, was aimed at setting off sectarian strife.
Hundreds stood side by side, Sunnis and Shiites, praying according to their traditions, a rare sight in the region. Last week, Kuwaitis were shocked when a young Saudi citizen calmly walked into the oldest Shiite mosque in the city and blew himself up, according to footage from a security camera. The country quickly mobilized against the ISIS threat to Kuwait's Shiite population, one of the largest in the Gulf. Sunni activists urged Sunnis to pray at Shiite mosques in solidarity. Kuwait stepped up security, finally closed a charity suspected of militant ties, and detained more than 90 people. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
Health insurance company Aetna says it's set to buy fellow insurer Humana for $37 billion. The deal has to win approval from U.S. antitrust regulators. The nation's other five large health insurers are also discussing potential mergers. Industry analyst Anna Gupte says the Affordable Care Act is likely to protect consumers from big changes in prices or quality.
As far as consumers are concerned, even these mergers and acquisitions will still leave them pretty protected just because the federal overhaul has taken care of some of that.
Acquiring Humana would give Aetna a major boost in the Medicare Advantage market. It would also be the largest deal ever in the health insurance industry. This is NPR. An Israeli military officer has shot and killed a Palestinian teenager in the West Bank. The Israeli army says the officer fired warning shots after the 17-year-old threw rocks at a military vehicle and shattered the windshield. Nigeria's president is calling on a regional military force to move more quickly against Islamist Boko Haram militants. As NPR's Ophelia Quistarkton reports, the move comes after a wave of extremist attacks that have killed at least 150 people.
President Muhammadu Buhari has described as inhuman and barbaric the attacks this week in northeastern Nigeria. There have been raids on remote villages targeting people attending evening prayers, as well as two female suicide bombings. Recently sworn in as president, Buhari has rejected accusations of a slow response to the insurgency, which he promised would be a priority for his new government. A presidential spokesman says Nigerians are expecting a magician, but that the president is working on a permanent solution to defeat Boko Haram and bring relief to the country. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News.
A Russian Soyuz rocket lifted off from Kazakhstan's Baikonur Cosmodrome, heading to the International Space Station with supplies today. The mission comes after three failed attempts to send a cargo ship to the International Space Station. The latest was this Sunday when a SpaceX Falcon rocket blew up a couple of minutes after liftoff. Soyuz and its capsule are due to reach the station Sunday. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.